From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. One official says a fix to the migration problem must come very soon. The European Union has until a March 7th summit with Turkey to curb the number of migrants coming to Europe, or else the bloc's migration system might break down. That according to Migration Commissioner Dimitrios Avramopoulos on Thursday, today.
In the next 10 days, we need tangible and clear results on the ground. Otherwise, there is a danger, there is a risk that the whole system will completely break down.
The EU official also warned of an imminent humanitarian crisis in Greece, the main arrival point for migrants in Europe or on the Western Balkans route. Most take to richer northern European countries. The EU-Turkey summit promises to be crucial both for the deal that Brussels and Ankara signed in November to cut migrant flows and for the unity of the European Union on coping with the biggest such crisis in its history. Avramopoulos urged EU states to work together and avoid unilateral actions such as the border controls that several countries have reintroduced and caps on asylum seeker numbers brought in by Austria, which have left thousands of refugees stranded between member states. The border controls threaten Europe's free travel area that spans 26 countries. UN diplomats are considering a Security Council resolution endorsing a U.S. and Russian-backed ceasefire in Syria. Syria's warring parties have until midday Friday to say if they're participating in the cessation of hostilities that is due to begin 12 hours after that. This is VOA News. U.S. and Russian officials are holding further discussions Thursday on implementing the Syrian ceasefire. President Obama, the U.S. president, says he's cautiously optimistic.
We are very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult, but we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened.
The Syrian government has said it will take part but will continue attacking Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, which are excluded from the ceasefire. The main opposition High Committee for Negotiations says it will participate in the ceasefire for 2 weeks to determine the commitment of the other side. Turkey's prime minister is warning that a Syrian Kurdish militia must not take advantage of the upcoming truce in Syria for actions that threaten Turkey's security. Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country will respond to such actions and that Turkey will not be bound by the ceasefire agreement due to be implemented this week if the Turkish militia poses any threat. Ankara considers the Syrian Turkish group a terror organization because of its links to Turkey's own Kurdish rebels and has been shelling the militia's positions inside Syria along the border with Turkey. A United Nations investigating team has found what it says are widespread atrocities committed with impunity by a variety of armed groups in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of a report by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva.
The investigators allege armed groups allied with Libya's two competing governments, multiple independent groups, and Islamic State militants are guilty of wide-ranging abuses, many of which could amount to war crimes. The report describes unlawful killings, including executions of people taken captive. It documents indiscriminate attacks on health facilities, ambulances, and medical workers. It says the use of torture, arbitrary detention, abductions, and disappearances are widespread. Other issues of concern include violence and discrimination against women, intimidation of human rights defenders and journalists, recruitment of children, and exploitation of vulnerable migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China's defense ministry says the commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific smeared China while seeking additional defense funding from Congress in the latest accusation in a war of words accompanying rising tensions in the South China Sea. Spokesman Colonel Wu Quan Thursday strongly criticized Admiral Harry Harris Jr.'s testimony before Congress, in which he said China was militarizing the economically and strategically vital waterway.
That's the latest world news from VOA.